Mission Impossible 2, the first of the summer blockbuster movies, opened this week. It stars Tom Cruise. Our film critic John Powers says that director John Woo comes through with some satisfying action scenes, but is that enough?
Back when I was an innocent young film critic, I used to treat summer blockbusters like ordinary movies that could be judged on the basis of their plot, characterization, and acting. But this was to miss the whole point of these blockbusters, which is to provide enough spectacle that the audience feels it simply has to see it. That's clearly the reasoning behind Mission Impossible 2. Tom Cruise stars as secret agent Ethan Hunt, who's assigned to recover a biological weapon stolen by Sean Ambrose, a renegade spy played by Doug Ray Scott. To get the stuff back, Hunt needs the assistance of Ambrose's ex-girlfriend and master thief, Naya Nordoff-Hall, played by Thandie Newton, who had the title role in Beloved. Hunt wins her help, but the two fall for each other, and suddenly the plot begins to look like Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious, where Cary Grant pushes Ingrid Bergman into the arms of Nazi Claude Rains. Here, Hunt sends the woman he loves into the villain's lair in Sydney, Australia. Of course, merely to mention Notorious is to be misleading, for Hitchcockian suspense has a rich sense of character. In contrast, there's no psychology at all in MI2, despite having a screenplay by Robert Towne, once famous for scripting movies like Chinatown. Towne is now little more than a well-paid lawn jockey for stars like Cruise, and though his screenplay is less inept than the one for the original Mission Impossible, it's still excruciatingly short on wit and drama. Stringing together action sequences, the script never gets any better than the formula beginning, when a helicopter arrives to give the vacationing Hunt a message from his boss, played by Anthony Hopkins.
Good morning, Mr. Hunt. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves recovery of a stolen item designated Chimera. You may select any two team members, but it is essential that the third team member be Naya Nordoff-Hall. She is a civilian and a highly capable professional thief. You have 48 hours to recruit Miss Nordoff-Hall and meet me in Seville to receive your assignment. As always, should you or any member of your IM force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow all knowledge of your actions. And, Mr. Hunt, the next time you go on holiday, please be good enough to let us know where you're going.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
If I let you know where I'm going, I won't be on holiday.
Mission Impossible 2 was directed by John Woo, a master of operatic mayhem, whose original Hong Kong movies radically transformed Hollywood action pictures. Actors clearly love doing Woo's trademark shtick, like sliding across the floor on their back, guns blazing in both hands. But by now, I suspect that Woo shoots such scenes in the same spirit that the Rolling Stones perform I Can't Get No Satisfaction in Concert. Which isn't to say that MI2 is badly directed. On the contrary, the movie is bursting with visual arias, an amazing rock-climbing sequence, a vertiginous bit when Hunt dives off a helicopter into the belly of a high-rise, and a preposterously entertaining final showdown when Hunt and Ambrose meet on a motorcycle. These scenes are enough to ensure that MI2 will become an international hit. Wu delivers the spectacle and touches on his familiar themes: alter egos, friendship and betrayal, the homoerotic bond linking villains and heroes. But the movie lacks the compelling story of pictures like Face Off or The Matrix, and it's impossible to care what happens. Even by the debased standards of blockbusters, Ethan Hunt's an absolute bore. Who is this guy? We know that James Bond has only 2 or 3 personality traits. He likes his martinis shaken, not stirred. He has sex with women, then kills them. But next to Hunt, Bond looks as complex as Hamlet. Although physically brave, Cruise brings nothing to the part except a bad haircut and his beaming, Teflon-coated Tom Cruise-ness. He lacks the expressiveness of Wu's favorite star, the great Hong Kong actor Chow Yun-fat, who knows how to give tough guys a rich sense of human vulnerability. There's nothing remotely vulnerable about Cruise, who, as the movie's producer, insists on hogging all the glory. Thandie Newton's Naya has nothing to do but simper, wear skimpy tank tops, and gaze at Cruise adoringly. As Hunt's sidekick Luther, Ving Rhames spends the film clicking away at a computer. And as for the evil Ambrose, Doug Ray Scott fills the screen with self-hating hamminess in an attempt to balance Cruise's self-mythologizing grandiosity. None of these actors has a chance. Nor finally does Woo. He does everything in his power to turn MI2 into something more than a machine for making money. But as it turns out, that mission really is impossible.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.